Hello, this is Aidan McKenzie. One of the privileges you have today in the body of Christ, if you belong to the Lord Jesus, is to instruct one another. Instruction is given for a purpose. It's given for love. 1 Timothy 1:5 said, but the goal of our instruction, the goal of our teaching is love. We're instructing to encourage. Romans 15:4, these things were written that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures. We are to give instruction that produces hope. Romans 15:4, that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, you might have hope. Instruction that produces holiness of life. Titus 1:1 says, the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness. Instruction for the purpose of liberating. John 8:32 says, and if you continue in my word, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Instructing for the purpose of building God's people up. Acts 20, verse 32, Paul committed them to the word of grace, which was able to build them up. Instruction for the purpose of knowing Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 24, two of the disciples were walking home on the road to Emmaus, and they were very sad and discouraged, and Jesus came alongside them. They didn't know it was him. Somehow he had hid himself from them, and he talked to them. And as he walked by, having opened their minds to understand the Scriptures and begin with Moses and the prophets to reveal all concerning himself and all the Scriptures, he tended to walk by, and he invited them in, and he took the bread and he broke the bread, and their eyes were opened. In those days, only the master of the house would take the bread and break it, but Jesus, being the master of the universe, took that honor and broke it, and their eyes were opened. But he instructed them for the word of God, that they may see Jesus. Instruction for the purpose of knowing how to live a life that pleases God. 1 Thessalonians 4:1 tells us. And the preacher is told by Paul in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, exhort with great patience and instruction. We are to instruct one another from the word of God and the things of God and the ways of God, that we may be pleasing to God. And the goal of our instruction is love. This is the aim. This is the end. This is the way we can love one another, by instructing one another from God's word today. And by doing so, encourage, produce hope, produce holiness of life, produce freedom, produce building people up, produce knowing Jesus Christ, and producing how to live a life pleasing to God. Today, instruct one another and express love by doing so.